From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. A wave of athlete protests against the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has gained momentum. Blake, a black man, was shot in the back by police 7 times as he tried to enter his car. In protest, the Milwaukee Bucks decided to not attend their playoff game. Other teams have joined in solidarity. 3 WNBA games, 3 Major League Baseball games, 5 Major League Soccer games have been called off. Tennis star Naomi Osaka said she would not play in the Western and Southern Open semifinals today, and games have been put on pause until tomorrow. Kenneth Shropshire is professor of global sport at Arizona State University and CEO of the Global Sport Institute, and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do sports protests move the needle culturally?
It certainly brings attention to the issues. It certainly, think back to Muhammad Ali and his protests against the Vietnam War. He certainly shifted many people in the direction to better understand the issues. The magnitude of the presence of John Carlos and Tommy Smith on the victory stand in 1968. And certainly the events leading up to today, you know, starting with the earlier murders of people like Trayvon Martin and Eric Garner. As the athletes began to speak, there was certainly more attention brought to these issues. So yes, I have to say, especially in this moment of pandemic, nothing else to watch that's new on different forms of media, that this is a really universally a unique day in history and in sport.
Sports, college and professional, they've been hit pretty hard by coronavirus. Some estimates put the losses upward of $12 billion. Do these protests pose an additional hit to the bottom line, or basically were losses already huge?
No, for sure. There's potential additional hit. I mean, certainly the media rights deals if the games aren't played, the sponsorship advertising deals if the games aren't played. Sure, there's more harm that can come, and that is, again, with the biggest sports protests, that is the goal. That is the goal, to strike the parties economically so that they begin to examine the underlying social issues. So this is, you know, it's both a principle. You know, why should we play games when these horrible things are going on, especially in our home states? And there's an impact on people that have power that can converse with people with power. So it's a very impactful move. It's something that, you know, someone who's watched sport like this for 40, 50 years, it truly is a unique moment in time in the United States.
Kenneth Shropshire is professor of global sport at Arizona State University. Thanks so much. It was good to talk to you.
Thank you.